This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The prospective plantings report had smaller adjustments made to the acres than anticipated. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The USDA released the prospective plantings report on Tuesday. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the report had a smaller adjustment to the corn acres than most analysts anticipated.
Corn came in at 95.338. That was down about 3.4 to 3.5 million acres from last year. But the interesting thing is the average guesses for where this would come in was actually about a million acres lower than that. So this is actually leans us a little more to the bear side of things when it comes to the new crop balance sheet that we'll start to kind of fill out over the next couple of months here.
McBride said the soybean acres saw a similar adjustment in the opposite direction.
They came in at 84.7 million acres. The last year was 81.2. Again, this is about 800,000 acres lower than the average guess. So it doesn't necessarily make any major changes to what we were looking at.
Both of these adjustments will have impacts down the road for new crop ending stocks.
Originally, I think we were looking somewhere in the 1.85 billion area. This would probably take us up closer to 1.96 to maybe 2 billion for corn. On the new crop side of things for beans, this would take us where originally we were talking about higher acres. We were talking about maybe closer to 380 million bushels in ending stocks. This moves us back closer to potentially 335, 340 million bushels for those new crop ending stocks.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.